It was the most memorable time of my life. It was a touching moment.
Touching.
Because I never thought this day would ever happen. I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car.
Don't have to worry.
I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage.
Nope, you know, don't have to worry.
If I help him, he's going to help me.
He's going to help you. Oh, yeah. How's that working out for you? I mean, I'm just curious. Is he paying your mortgage? Is he putting gas in your car? Because the Messiah isn't paying for anything of mine. I'm pretty disappointed. I was waiting for the hope and the change. And instead, all we got is a cult of personality. He knows your anger. He's been everything you want to be. Because he's the cult of personality. He is the Messiah. He is our Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama. And this is the Cult of Personality podcast brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society, and I am the Great One himself. I am right. I am always right. I have always been right. I will always be right. Everything I say is right. If you disagree with me, you're fucking wrong. Deal with it, bitch. Cult of Personality podcast is devoted specifically to the antics of Hussein Obama because he does so much that there was no way that I could do stating the obvious and talk about important things and fit in all the stuff about Hussein Obama. This guy's nuts. He's insane. He's out of control. He signed a bill that allows for the indefinite detention of American citizens. And you people love him. You have his poster on the wall like they do in North Korea. The way they have posters of Lee Jong or whatever his name is on the wall and the way they worship him. You teach your children to sing songs to Obama. The videos are on YouTube of small children. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We're gonna change the world. You people are fucking sick. He is like Joseph Stalin. Today is the 3rd of February, 2012. Sometime in the future, we're going to renumber the years based around Obama's birth date. You know, the way our current system is, of course, numbered around Jesus' birth date, or at least when we think Jesus was born, because not only did Jesus not have a father, he also didn't have a birth certificate, so we don't know when Jesus was born. Oddly enough, the Messiah doesn't have a birth certificate either. Oh! Yeah, about them apples. I just released on YouTube a video where I show how the long-form birth certificate on the White House website, which Obama claims... Well, actually, I've never heard Obama claim that's his birth certificate. It's just written on... And that's the beauty of having other people lie for you. Well, Obama's never lied about his birth certificate. It's just other people lie about it for him. Anyhow, the point is, in the video, stating the obvious is different. What's that, Randy? Oh, yes, in the control room, the lovely and adorable Randy. She is over there on the other side of the soundproof glass. She's reminding me that I forgot to introduce her, and I also forgot to tell you that Cynical Libertarian Society can be found on the internet at cynicallibertariansociety.com, CynLibSoc.com. You can send me email, hate mail, love mail. If you're a hot chick, you can send me naked pictures of you. If you're a hot dude, you can send your naked pictures to Randy. Send those pictures. Send those pictures, damn it. Send those damn pictures. Send them to God, that's dog spelled backwards, G-O-D, God, at cynicallibertariansociety.com, CynLibSoc.com. Thank you. And for only 3 payments of $9.99. Yes, I feel like an infomercial every time I do that. What was I talking about? The Messiah's birth certificate. All right. I just did a YouTube video on YouTube where I showed how you can prove for yourself that the long form birth certificate, which the Messiah has on the White House website, is actually a digitally altered document. I'm also careful, though, to point out that simply because the long-form birth certificate on the White House website, which is said to be the long-form birth certificate of the Messiah, is digitally altered, does not constitute proof that the Messiah was not born in the United States. It only constitutes proof that he has a fake birth certificate on the White House website. So we still don't know for a fact if he was born in the United States or not born in the United States, and blah, blah, blah. But I think here's the problem I have with the birth certificate people. It's not calling for the birth certificate that bothers me that much, but it's sort of their, it's not sort of, it is, it's their intent. It's like, well, we want to see the birth certificate because we don't think he was born in America, and so he's not qualified to be the president. Well, okay, you know what? Nobody's qualified to be president, especially since our president has become a king. Hussein Obama is currently killing people in foreign countries with flying robots. Hussein Obama has signed a law that allows for the indefinite detention of American citizens. Hussein Obama is overseeing a government which is trillions and trillions of dollars in debt and is spending money hand over fist and getting virtually no results other than killing people in foreign countries. So when you say that Obama is not qualified to be the president, my question to you is, who the fuck is qualified to do those things? Nobody is qualified to be doing the things that our king, our Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama, is doing, with, of course, the willing cooperation of Congress, which for the first 2 years was run by Democrats, and which now is currently controlled by Republicans. I notice it's become vogue, again, to hate Congress. Now that the Republicans are in control, we can make obnoxious and hateful comments about Congress again. By we, I mean the liberal establishment. I do think Obama needs to produce a birth certificate, but not because I don't think he was born in America and thus not qualified to be president. Here's why Obama needs to produce a birth certificate. As American citizens, if any of us want to get a visa, we have to produce a birth certificate. Now, Obama travels around the world. So therefore, if he does not have a visa, and I'm pretty sure he does, he needs a visa. And so he probably has a visa. In order to get that visa, he, like every other American citizen, needs to have shown somebody, some, you know, government lackey at the post office, that's what I had to show mine to. Obama needs to show a birth certificate to somebody. Secondly, Obama should show the birth certificate because Obama is a public servant. And this is where I have a serious conflict with both the right and the left, with anybody who is a statist. Because those of you who are statist, both right-wing statist and left-wing statist, believe the government is somehow above the law. And that is exactly backwards. The Messiah, as the President of the United States, is not better than the rest of us. He should not be exempted from laws that affect the rest of us. If anything, he should be catering to our whims. He should be fulfilling any reasonable request made of him by the citizens of the United States. I made sure to put in reasonable request because some of you would, of course, say, well, I want him to jump off a bridge. I want him to shoot himself in the head with a shotgun. Okay, those are not reasonable requests. Reasonable requests do, however, include not holding secret meetings, something he claimed he wasn't going to do and has done. Reasonable requests would include releasing your college transcripts. I haven't, like, looked lately, but last I heard, the Messiah still had not released his college transcripts. And reasonable request would most certainly include producing your birth certificate, a notarized copy of your birth certificate, just like all the rest of us have to produce at some, and sometimes even multiple, points in our lives. Long pause while I take a drink of water. Randy, sing for us while I take a drink of water. Thank you. That's fantastic. You guys still can't hear her. I can hear her in the headphones, though. So here it is. We are in the third year of our Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama. And the question I have for you is, how's your hope and change working? People, I use the term people loosely, as I always do when referring to anybody who votes Republican or Democrat, people are amazingly enough starting to wake up a little bit. Now, I didn't believe this because I'd heard people making claims to me, oh, people are disillusioned with Obama. Obama's going to be in trouble in the next election because people are becoming disillusioned with Obama. I didn't put a whole lot of faith in that, in those reports. And even in spite of the things I'm about to tell you, I still don't think Obama has anything to worry about in the upcoming election. And that's sort of election coverage topic that's going to come later. I'll talk about that. But I've actually seen a little bit of the disillusionment with my own eyes, and I'm impressed by this because I'm impressed that some people can actually wake up and smell the coffee. There's one guy I know, his name is Kurt, very liberal, very left-wing, very openly socialist, you know, hates rich people, Occupy Wall Street type, you know, hates the Tea Party, you know, hates anybody who doesn't agree, hates Christians, hates religious people, you know, and just your stereotypical left-wing liberal Democrat. All through the previous presidential election, sucked Obama's dick like crazy. You know, Obama stickers on the car, the full works. A while back, Kurt put a post in his blog in which he expressed his unhappiness with Obama, talked about how Obama is the best Republican president, and how Obama is doing business as usual, and so forth, so on. And I read this and I thought, wow, if Kurt, of all people, can figure out that Obama is just doing business as usual, then maybe there's hope. Maybe there's hope for the change. My other friend, I use the term friend loosely, Matt, who is very involved in politics. Matt works with a lot of nonprofits. He, you know, goes out of his way to attend political events. He's in student government at CSU, or was. He does a lot for these nonprofits to get them funding. He makes a lot of contact with politicians trying to pass laws to, quote unquote, make things better. By that, I mean socialist laws, things like that. Matt was also just recently arrested for embezzling funds from these nonprofit organizations that he gets money from the government for. No surprise there, because anybody who is as politically active on a daily basis as Matt is most likely to be a criminal. That's just common sense. Before Matt got arrested for embezzling funds that he was stealing from nonprofit organizations because he's a hardcore liberal Democrat Obama supporter, Matt posted a thing on Facebook saying that he was disillusioned with Obama and he was going to register to vote as an independent in order to prove it. And I thought, you know, that's great that Matt is smelling the coffee. At the time, I didn't realize Matt was embezzling the coffee. But then I thought also, I mean, who gives a fuck? Oh, so what? You're going to register as an independent? Oh, whoop-de-fucking-do. When it comes election time, Matt and Kurt, even though they're disillusioned with Obama, they're still part of the cult. They're still going to vote for Obama. And they're going to vote for Obama because they have no other option. I mean, they're certainly not going to vote for the Republican, whoever the Republican ends up being, and Lord knows they probably shouldn't. I mean, the only Republican worth voting for is going to be Ron Paul. Ron Paul's not going to win. Again, this is election coverage. We're not talking about this now. We're talking about the Messiah. But so even when cult members wake up and smell the coffee and embezzle the coffee, it doesn't matter because you can't leave the cult. And I'll talk about this more when I do election coverage. But they can't, you members of the cult can't leave the cult. Even when you realize the cult of personality built around your Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama, is just a cult of personality, that there's no substance, you can't leave it. And so ultimately, people in the cult waking up doesn't make any fucking difference because there's no exit. Now let's talk about the cult. I have an article here. This is from almost 2 years ago, but it doesn't matter. May 2010, print edition of Liberty Magazine. Liberty Magazine, unfortunately, no longer prints, which broke my heart. It's the only magazine I read from cover to cover. This is an article in which the author is making a list of lies told by Hussein Obama. Now remember, this is from May 2010, when the Messiah hadn't even been in office for 2 years yet. So I want to run through part of this real quick. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Blah, blah, blah is not the product simply of Obama's anti-business, pro-big government policies. It is tied to his character, a character with deceitfulness at its core. He has lied on more matters more often than any other president I can recall. People have fun writing columns enumerating his lies. I wrote one last year listing six howlers. A recent article by John Ellis lists 30 major lies, and he admits this is not exhaustive. Here is just a partial list of Obama's major deceptions, equivocations, lies, broken promises, and flip-flop policies. Consider their size and number. After bashing Bush for a $498 billion deficit, Obama ran a $1.5 trillion deficit to be followed by a $1.6 trillion deficit and then trillion-dollar deficits going forward. Obama campaigned promising to protect Medicare from cuts, but then proposed a $500 billion worth of them in his health care reform. Obama pretended that he understood why whites resented never-ending racial quotas aimed at them, but then appointed the most unapologetic quota queen he could to the Supreme Court. Obama bashed Bush for not spending enough for manned space exploration, but then he cut it altogether in his new budget. Obama promised that his stimulus bill would stop unemployment from going above 8% and that most of the jobs created would be in the private sector. But the rate went above 10% and most of the jobs created are in the government. Obama pretended to agree with McCain about the evils of pork barrel spending and promised to veto every pork barrel bill before signing a bill containing 9,000 pork barrel projects. Obama repeatedly promised that all negotiations on healthcare would be completely transparent, indeed would be broadcast on C-SPAN, but had nothing but closed-door hearings with Democrats, only Democrats, present in the crafting of the legislation. On other areas as well, Obama promised greater transparency, but rammed through controversial bills with little discussion. During his campaign, Obama asserted that he opposed a single-payer system, but he had in fact repeatedly called for it in prior years. Then he pushed for a public option that would crowd out private carriers, resulting in a de facto single-payer system. And of course, we now know that the health care reform is not health care reform at all. It simply forces people to buy health insurance from multi-billion-dollar corporations, which essentially is a bailout for the health insurance industry. It's like, think of the health insurance bill like this. Think of healthcare reform like this. Remember when Obama bailed out the automobile corporations? He just gave them money, right? When Obama bailed out the banks, he just gave them money. And this isn't to say Bush didn't do the same thing, because I know many of you out there, I have to go over, you know, well, Bush did that. We're not talking about Bush. I'm not saying Bush. Okay, we're talking about your Lord and Savior, Obama, Hussein. the one, he who walks on water, okay? Imagine if, instead of just giving the money to the banks to bail them out, imagine if the Messiah came out and said, I'm passing a law that requires all American citizens to have a credit card from one of the major banks. And we need this card, the citizens of the United States, the people, we the people, need this card as part of our social welfare safety net. Now imagine if he did that, if he forced everybody to get a credit card from the banks and pay fees on those credit cards to the banks, instead of just bailing out the banks. Imagine if instead of bailing out the automobile corporations, he passed a law saying every household has to buy an automobile. Same fucking difference, people. Instead of just giving the bailout money to the health insurance corporations, he's passed a law that says everybody who doesn't currently give money to the healthcare corporations has to buy their product and give money to the healthcare corporations. This is why the healthcare corporations, if I can talk right, didn't put up a very big stink about Obamacare. They're going to make a fortune because Obama is bailing them out with your money. He's just doing it more directly than he did when he bailed out the automobile corporations and the banking corporations. And you suckers fell for it. Let's go back to the list as soon as I get a drink of water. Okay. Obama promised not to hire lobbyists, but wound up employing massive numbers of them. I thought it was hilarious. This is not the list. This is me talking. I thought it was great when your Messiah started giving out ethics waivers. I'd never heard of an ethics waiver before. I'm pretty sure I've covered that in a previous edition of Cult of Personality. I mean, how do you give somebody a fucking waiver for their ethics? Oh yeah, you don't need to have any ethics. Here's your ethics waiver. I mean, this is you guys' Messiah. Okay. Obama promised to abide by the campaign finance reform law funding limits that he himself had supported, but broke his pledge and outspent McCain $600 million to $300 million. Obama consistently said that if people liked their health care provider, they could keep it, but his bill would have limited that privilege to people currently insured, ending it if they changed providers. It also had built-in incentives that would have led employers to drop private coverage and use the private option. Obama promised to stop the practice of introducing bills so long that people couldn't read or discuss them, but he has introduced bills of record length, witness the health bill at 2,000 pages. Obama promised a new era of bipartisanship. I'll come back in a second. Obama promised a new era of bipartisanship, but he froze the Republicans in Congress out of negotiations on important bills and bashed his Republican predecessor every chance he could find. You know, I don't really give a shit about bipartisanship. I mean, the last thing I want is the politicians getting together to fuck me up the ass even harder. Hold on. Three o'clock and all's well. I'm still wondering what idiot put a clock that chimes in the recording studio. That's an inside joke because we all know the idiot who did that was me. Where was I on this list? Da 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 da. Obama promised to close Gitmo. It remains open, and it remains open still today. And not only has Obama not closed it, Obama has, as I've mentioned, signed a law which allows for the indefinite detention of American citizens. And let's just throw in a reminder that Obama is also killing brown people in foreign countries with flying robots. Can you imagine if W. Bush was using flying robots to kill brown people in foreign countries? Can you imagine? Can you just visualize how berserk and wild and insane the media would go about this? But when the Messiah does it, well, it's okay. Well, it's a holy war. He's the second coming of Jesus. And you know, that's what Jesus would do. Because if Jesus were here right now, Jesus would kill people with flying robots. After promising in his campaign against McCain, we're back to the list. After promising in his campaign against McCain that he would open up domestic drilling, he did the reverse, bringing new regulations to block exploration on public lands. After heatedly denying that his health care proposals would fund premiums for illegal aliens, he persistently blocked attempts to spell that out clearly in the bill he pushed. After promising, when pitching his health care bill, that it wouldn't raise premiums, he insisted that the bill require insurance carriers to cover people with, I flip the page, pre-existing conditions, which could do nothing but raise premiums. This pattern of lies did not result from accident or coincidence. Ellis rightly notes that most other politicians known for their lies have been trying to protect themselves from scandal. Clinton's adultery, Nixon's abuse of power, or to just make themselves look good. But Obama lies about everything. He employs deceit as a standard tool. This bespeaks a man false to his core, a man lost in a state of metaphysical mediocrity in which one can say anything one likes to manipulate others. And I think this is pretty safe. I mean, this is something we can pretty much count on. Obama lies. Everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. And he does it just because he knows no other way. And one certainly wouldn't want to imply that other politicians aren't like this. I mean, what could be more natural to any politician than lying? But then again, no other politician has come into the office of the presidency spewing shit about hope and change and the most ethical administration in history and all this other shit. I have a pile of shit here. I have a pile about Obama, your Messiah. The clarity of false choices. This is a great column. I need to read this. This is from Reason Magazine. I love the way they hide the date. March 2010. Yeah, I'm a little behind on stuff. Listen to this. The clarity of false choices. This is by Jacob Sullivan. Quote, there are those who claim we have to choose between paying down our deficits and investing in job creation and economic growth. Unquote. President Obama said in December. Quote, this is a false choice, unquote. During the same speech, he asked his audience to, quote, let me just be clear, unquote, that having racked up the biggest budget deficits ever, he is embracing fiscal responsibility as reflected in his vow that health insurance reform will not increase the deficit by one dime. For connoisseurs of Obama speak, this address features a trifecta, combining three of his favorite rhetorical tropes. The vague reference to, quote, those who, unquote, question his agenda. The, quote, false choice, unquote, they use to deceive the public. And the determination to, quote, be clear, unquote, and forthright in contrast with those dishonest naysayers. These devices are useful as signals that the president is about to mislead us. Obama says his opponents wrongly insist that we choose between, quote, paying down our deficits, unquote, and, quote, investing in job creation and economic growth, unquote. But that is not the way his real critics, as opposed to the imaginary nameless ones who appear in his speeches, would frame the issue. The real critics question the premise that spend... Take two. Let me try that again. The real critics question the premise that the spending Obama supports, which he says ultimately will boost tax revenues and curtail outlays for public assistance programs, should be considered an investment at all. And if so, whether it's better to use the money, whether it is a better use of this money than the market would have found. Copying his predecessor, W. Bush, by throwing more money at schools, for example, is a dubious strategy for spurring economic growth or even educational growth, since there is no clear relationship between spending and student achievement. And blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Where's the good part here? Right? From now on, when you hear Obama speak, replace, quote, "let me be clear" with, quote, "let me lie to you," and see if it makes more sense. And this is how every, you listen to this guy's speeches, he does this shit all the time. Let me be clear. And it's true. Anything that comes after "let me be clear" is going to be a lie. But Obama is the master of the false choice. Let me go back. Let me read this other. Speaking of making sense, some of the false choices Obama has identified in the last years are more puzzling than misleading. Quote, "I reject the false choice between securing this nation and wasting billions of dollars of taxpayer dollars, unquote, he declared in March. So according to Obama, we can secure the nation and waste billions of taxpayer dollars. Actually, that sounds about right. Obama loves to talk about how they who oppose my vision of the future, they who oppose my policies. The false choice. You know, people say we can't rebuild this nation and kill people in foreign countries. We can. Yes, we can, because we have hope and we have change. And we have change for the hope of the change. Listen to any speech given by your Messiah. And I dare you, I challenge you, to explain to me how the hell any of it makes any fucking sense. He just speaks in empty rhetoric. I mean, and all presidents have, all presidents do, all presidents will. But your Messiah, your Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama, he takes it to a new level. Of course, and again, he's the Messiah. He's taken things to a new level. He's brought the hope and the change. It's all different than it was under W. Bush. The wars are over with. I don't know how true this is yet, I need to research it. I heard from a congressman that we, the United States of America, are negotiating to send American troops back into Iraq. Iran. Iraq. One of those countries. The one we just left. My brain hurts. It's from thinking about the Messiah. You gave him power. He's every person that you need to be. He's the cult. He is the cult of personality. And you are the minions. You're going to vote for him. There's no change. Nothing's different. It's business as usual. You're still going to vote for him.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
It's not that I want to punish your success. I just want to make sure that everybody who is behind you, that they've got a chance at success too. I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
Have you had your chance of success? Has any wealth been spread in your direction? I'm asking you. Let me know.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Over 3 years after he made that statement, still to this day, nobody knows what the fuck that even means. That's what I'm talking about. Empty rhetoric. Empty speeches. It's just him. Just talking. He just says things. a national security, national civilian security defense force. What the fuck ever. What? I challenge you to fucking explain to me what that means. I challenge you to take any speech the Messiah has given and explain to me what the fuck any of it means.